So I'm standing here. We're at the memorial of the Farmington mine disaster. We're standing in a field surrounded by trees, most of which have lost their leaves. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm looking at a crowd of about 150 people here, remembering their family members who died here 47 years ago in 1968.
It was the explosion heard around the world. We'll never forget it. And we'll never forget my dad, David Manila.
This is Aida Manila Everhart. Next, I go speak with a woman who says she was 5 years old when the explosion took place. And would you mind just introducing yourself?
I'm Sharon Clellan. I'm the daughter of David Cartwright. He was 35 when the explosion happened.
Sharon points out that 1 year after the Farmington disaster, Congress passed a Comprehensive Safety Act, which helped protect miners.
If it wasn't for this disaster, the Mine and Safety Act of today probably would not even exist. I have a son that's in the coal mines today. I have a niece that's in the coal mines. Technology of today is 100% better than what it was 47 years ago. Makes it a little bit easier, but you never stop worrying. Never.
For the past 8 years, Sharon has been coming here with her family to sing Amazing Grace at the annual memorial service. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Farmington, West Virginia.
And grace.